I'm clearly not Mr. Stewart, so I will not be talking that long. I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay. But good morning, everyone. If you can't tell, I'm very nervous this morning, which is weird since I can dance in front of crowds of people all the time and not feel a thing. But when I step up here, I got, like, butterflies in my stomach, and I got really nervous. But anyways, I'm super excited and thankful to be here this morning to talk to y'all and share God's word. Before I do get started, I want to thank all my friends and family for being here and really supporting me in my walk with Christ. And I really want to thank Jamie, who has helped me in a number of ways. when I have questions about being a youth minister, what I should do after high school, and what steps I should take to meet my goal of working at a church and working with kids that I can minister to. So this morning, I want to start off with a question. Have you ever felt like there was a time when you felt defeated? Have you ever felt like there was a time when things have just been so hard that you don't want to keep on going? Well, if you've ever experienced any of this, I really want you to try and get something out of what I'm going to talk about this morning. So, for the past few weeks, I've been really stressed with school. Taking two AP courses and taking two PIT classes is not easy. I've been staying up many nights having to study, and I've been really stressing on making good grades on tests and quizzes and homework assignments. And doing all of this worrying about school and worrying about my grades has made me feel really defeated and made me feel really weak. And that feeling of defeat led me to thinking of what I should talk about this morning. Since I was thinking of some ideas on what I should do my message on, I was in the car listening to my Jesus playlist. And the song White Flag by Passion comes on. And some of you may know it, some of you may not. But it's one of my favorite Christian songs because when I listen to it, I can feel God speaking to me in a number of ways. The lyrics in the beginning is, "We cannot win this fight inside our rebel hearts. We're laying down our weapons now. We raise our white flag. We surrender all to you, all for you." Now, I don't know about y'all, but when I sing that in the car, it gives me like goosebumps, and like it just makes me feel good. Because when I sing it, I'm thinking about how all my struggles and worries are being laid down at the foot of Christ. I'm surrendering and putting my life in his hands because he has everything under control. I'm raising my white flag to tell him that I need help. I need God to come rescue me from this crazy time that's happening. So after doing that, I want to relate this back to some scripture that Jamie helped me find in Mark chapter 8, verse 35. And it's Jesus talking about the way to the cross. So 35, Jesus says, "Whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for the gospel will save it." So right here, Jesus is saying, in plain words, that if we lose our life, the gospel will save it. When we are broken and when we feel defeated, the gospel will save it and lift us back up. When we feel that sense of hopelessness and abandonment, the gospel is here to pick us back up. We just have to believe it and ask for it. So going now to verse 36, Jesus also says, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" So reading that, I was thinking, Jesus literally gave us the whole world by dying on that cross for our sins. He endured a ridiculous amount of beatings and a painful death for what? For us to just sit there and feel defeated? No. God gave us the world because he loves us. So why would we turn down that opportunity of the gospel saving us from defeat? Why would we turn down a free gift and the reason we are here today? So think about this. If Jesus said those words out loud, Why are we so hard on ourselves and never say, Lord, I surrender. I am putting down my weapons, and I am raising my white flag. Lord, please help me. Do we have that much pride in ourselves as humans that we can't even ask our own Savior to help us? Are we so obsessed with doing things by the way we want them done that we can't ask our own Father and our own Savior to help us? We have to realize that we aren't going to get anywhere without God. A life without God is a life wasted. So as I want to finish up this morning, I want to close with this. Never feel ashamed to ask God for help. You are never alone in your struggles. He sees you and he hears you. And he's just waiting for you to say, Lord, I surrender. Please help. And he wants you to fall into his arms. It's okay to raise your white flag. Stop using your circumstances to defy your faith and relationship with the Lord. So, working on this last night, my dad was helping me, and he found a hymn that pretty much sums up this whole message. So if I could have my dad come up here, please, and help me with this.
I'm going to sing a song, and you'll know that. So just join in with me as you wish. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily.
Okay, so thank you for that. So this morning, as I'm finishing up, I do have a challenge for you all. Let me get my stuff. Okay. So if you were one of those people at the beginning of the sermon who had felt that feeling of defeatness and feeling weak, I want you to listen. I challenge everyone in here to call onto God when you need help. Call to God when something in your life has just beaten you down and is just tearing your life apart. Talking to God and surrendering to him is the best thing anyone can do. I promise you, he's going to lift you up out of this hard time and save you. So lift that cross and lift that cross high.